The Rule of Three. Once. Am I too psychopathic for your love? Do you remember the time I put that dead robin's body into the bushes so it wouldn't get stood on? I'll help Dad bring in that black cat I found dead on the roadside, perfect apart from the small arc of blood droplets, the one he buried in our garden. Do you remember my tears over Bots of the Horse's relentless determination in Animal Farm? Is it wrong to you that I paid more so I could kiss a woman on her mouth? Or so terrible that I can no longer break out with anyone? That I no longer have any friend zone because someone may need to touch me more than I need to be not touched? It's true that I tried to kill my dad that one time, but that was psychosis, not psychopathy, and there is meant to be a difference, isn't there? But why am I even asking you these questions? Because no one here was there with me in these moments. So all I have left to show you is this half-spent corpse, the rotting carcass of what was once me, no longer the naive boy who wrote love poems for all the girls he ever thought he loved, regardless if they even knew if he existed. So I ask you all, what makes any of us think we can be the ones to decide what true love really is? Twice. Am I now too obviously broken even for your affection? Does it bother you that I can no longer look at a drop without thinking about falling? Because it bothers me a lot. Or the curious fact that although I take medicine daily, I don't like having too much in easy reach. That while I'll flinch, if you even look like you might slap me, I'd have to fight myself not to want to actively kill someone who hurt you in that same way. Does that confuse you in the same way it confuses me? Does it worry you when I'll laugh through horror movies, but cry through the funniest of comedies? Will it make any sense to you that sometimes I need to be the little spoon, even though I'm probably bigger than you? Because sometimes I need to pretend I'm safe too. Will you wonder as much as me at the point of it all? Are you as comfortable as me with the concept of no afterlife, even though I still oddly accept there may be a place in the many possible heaven and hells for all gods and demons? Do you believe that you ever think too much about stuff that might not matter? Can you really believe I don't do that too? Thrice. Are these truths of my needs too brutal to warrant your loyalty? It's true that I don't have need of you to be faithful, or save your heart just for me, but I can't decide if this is too much or too little to ask for. For my need is for you to give your love freely. Otherwise, what can it really even mean to me? I need my own space and time to write in. This means you will not see me very often, because my heart beats within the flow of its own self-expression. But I need not your permission to live inside the worlds of my own making, as my selfish, narcissistic personality takes care of that for me. I need you to never think either of us know any better. I hope you leave that to smaller minds than ours should be. I need you to somehow know that I do love you, even though I lack the ability to show it in any meaningful way. I may have need of you to remind me to sometimes eat, sleep, and wash, but still know I don't forget about these things to hurt you. They simply aren't always what I find important. I need you to accept my next hospitalization when it comes as part of my journey. Just as then, I'll need you to be the only one who will never, ever really give up on me.